Bloody Mary Podcast!
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. Tonight, we are ranking our top five favorite final girls.
Woo! Yeah, this is fun. This is a fun one.
I know, I'm excited. And yeah. As always, we spoil everything we talk about until it rots away. So, spoilers.
Yep. Spoilers. If you've seen any of the films we're about to talk about, we're going to spoil stuff for you, probably. Final Girls. The final girl, if you don't know, is a classic trope in horror films, usually slashers, where, you guessed it, one girl survives and she usually defeats the bad guy. She's the one who usually goes through the biggest character journey. And there have been many, many, many final girls throughout horror films. But that here are our personal top five.
Yeah.
And
you're going to go first.
I'll go first. Yeah. So starting at five, my number five is Grace, Samara Weaving from Ready or Not. It's more of a recent film, but she is so fun. She's funny and witty, and she's a fighter. She's like the epitome of a final girl. I love that she has on her sneakers and a wedding dress throughout the whole film.
Mm-hmm.
She's just badass. And there's a great scene where a kid shoots her hand, and then she just cold cocks the kid and knocks the kid out.
I love that. And
yeah.
She's just like, oh!
Yeah. And she's just so like frustrated through the whole film too, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
And this was, I think we made this our number one film of last year or the year before?
Year before. When we could go to theaters.
It was cool how it ended. She's just caked in blood. And like, she, at the end of it, she like sits out on the stoop. The sun's rising. The police sirens are coming. She's smoking a cigarette.
Right.
She's, yeah. She's totally a final girl. But it is, so, as far as I know, a one-off film. But it's still great. That's my number five. I think Grace is.
I think that's a good number five.
Pretty badass. And I love her laugh snort she does a few times in there. Yeah, she's pretty relatable.
Oh, she is.
Yeah. What do you think of that ranking, that one?
I agree.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll just jump to my number four. My fourth favorite final girl is Mia, played by Jane Levy in the Evil Dead remake of 2013.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, she did a really good job.
She did.
And even though they probably won't continue with her character, it's kind of a one-off again, which is kind of sad because I'd like to see her portray that character even more.
Oh, yeah.
But it's pretty cool because in the movie, you don't expect her to be the final girl. You think that just like the other Evil Deads, it's a male lead. It's Ash, and
right.
He's the final dude.
Right.
So you think her brother is going to be the final person, and she's like a drug addict, and then she becomes possessed, and then I think she dies, and they bury her, and then she comes back to life.
Right.
And then like she's not possessed anymore, then everybody else dies, and at the end she's... There's one of the best like final sequences in a horror film, I swear to God. It's raining blood. And then her hand gets stuck under a car, and there's this weird, creepy as fuck demon like crawling out from the ground, crawling after her. So she has to rip and tear her arm off. And there's blood going everywhere, and she's just screaming. And then she gets the chainsaw, and then she shoves her bloody stump into it, starts the saw, and then she like brings it up to her, and then she says a great line. He's like, I think she says, what'd she say? Feast on this, motherfucker. And then that was really cool. So yeah. She was badass.
Agreed.
Number four on my list. For
all
sure.
Right. That's a good number four.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like anything that she does, Jane Levy.
Yeah.
As also Samara Weaving. They're just.
Yeah.
So awesome.
They're both great actresses, and that definitely helps with being a final girl.
It does.
Yeah. Jumping to number three.
Number three.
My third favorite final girl is Jenny, Amy Steele from Friday the 13th Part 2, which is one of my favorite final girls from, she's just one of my favorite final girls, and it's my favorite Friday the 13th movie, which I recently discovered last year. I didn't think it would be.
Right.
But she kicks ass. She's smart.
She is smart.
She is like right off the bat. I think she even says that she... has like a psych degree or
she's
a child psychologist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then she uses that to outwit Jason. Like at the end, she quickly analyzes the scene, sees that that's the dead mom's head and sweater, and she throws it on, and she's, you know, talking to her like, Jason, mother is talking to you, lower your weapon. So she tricks her with psychology, and then just fucking whacks him with a machete. And she's also, she's pretty to look at. You know,
she is.
That kind of goes with all of the final girls. Mm-hmm. They're good to look at. But yeah, she was, what I liked about her was smart. And the film just surrounding her was crafted really well too. And, I think we talked about this in our Friday the 13th podcast, but she had talked about at like a couple conventions recently, how there was another script for a different Friday the 13th part 3 where her character is in it, where it's a completely different story.
And which is what it should have been, because 3 was trash.
And I would have loved to have seen that, because I thought she was a great character. But that's kind of another one-off where it was just... Final Girls didn't stick around long in the Friday the 13th series.
No, they were in, they were out.
Yeah, but she is my favorite one. She is number 3. I think she's badass.
Agreed.
Yeah.
She is pretty badass.
Yep.
All right, number 2.
Yep, we'll go to the... All right, number 2. My second favorite Final Girl is Laurie Strode, played by Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh.
In the Halloween films. She doesn't make number 1, but she makes the list. She makes it this high on the list because she is the OG. She's like the OG Final Girl.
She is.
When you think horror movies, you think Halloween, you think Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
She's an icon, and I think she doesn't make number 1 because her character is inconsistent, and she's not in like all the Halloweens.
Right.
Like the first 2, she's pretty pointless.
Like, she really is. She does a lot of screaming in closets.
Yeah,
and screaming
the first one is a lot of screaming and running away. Mm-hmm. And especially in the second one, she spends all of like the second one like stuck in a hospital bed, high, wondering what's going on, crawling and screaming around.
Right.
Around. And she's like, doesn't do anything. But Halloween H2O, she's a badass.
Super badass.
She kicks ass. But then she goes to the next one, Halloween Resurrection, and then she like dies right away, and she kisses her brother
and then dies.
So... that was lame. But then she's back with
the whole movie was lame, to be fair.
Yeah, except for Busta Rhymes.
Oh, I mean, fighting. Busta Rhymes is the best part of that entire movie. Sorry.
He was pretty awesome. What were his lines? Oh, God. I can't remember right now.
I can't even remember, but.
But they're badass. Go look up his lines. Anyways, and then she's in the recent reboot. And her character is fine in that. You know, she's weathered, and it's kind of like a playoff of her Halloween H2O character, where she's been a drunk, kind of, you know, secluded in the woods and isolated from her family, because she just knows Michael's out there and he's going to come back for her. And she's going to continue on, at least in the next one. We'll see what happens. I think they have 2 more planned.
Right.
So we'll see if she survives and makes it to the third.
They better redeem.
But yeah, I mean, she's number 2 because it's Jamie Lee Curtis and Halloween.
Right.
Laurie Strode.
All right. So what's your number 1?
Number 1 is Sydney Prescott.
Ah.
Neve Campbell. In all of the Scream films and the upcoming one that we're going to see soon.
Yeah.
She's the best Final Girl. And I love that not just her, but the cast that survives has been in every single movie. And you can't say that with any of these other horror franchises.
Very true.
Like, and that's really cool.
They're all kind of Final Girls.
Yeah. Dewey.
Dewey's
a Final Girl.
Dewey's a Final Girl. Gail's a Final Girl.
Gail's more like a Final Guy. Dewey's more like a Final Girl. But Neve Campbell kicks ass, and you can see the benefit of her being in all of these is you can see her growth. Like in the first she's a teen, and she's scared, but she's still witty, and she still kicks butt, and then she just grows and grows as the films go, which is really cool. She's not just a screamer. She's smart. She can fight. They give her good lines, too, throughout them.
Oh, they do.
I think, like, you know, I think one of my favorite scenes is actually in 3 at the end, where the killer pops up again and Dewey's just unloading his gun and the killer has a vest on and it's just, coo, coo, coo. He's not killing him. And she's like, shoot him in the head. Dewey, shoot him in the head. And he's like, shoot him in the head, Dewey. And then he shoots him in the head. And then he says, oh, thanks. And she's like, no problem. And
no
that
problem.
Was even like her brother, her estranged
Always
brother.
Always shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
That is the, did you not watch number 1, Dewey?
Right.
Always shoot him in the head.
Exactly. And I like that that's a running thing. And I'm really excited to see what she does in the next one. But yeah, Sydney Prescott, Neve Campbell, she is like the perfect Final Girl, I think.
She really is.
For me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see what she does in the new one coming out.
I know, I'm excited.
For sure.
I got my Scream shirt on too.
Wonder what your top is going to be, huh?
I don't know.
So yeah, those are my top five. Number five, Grace from Ready or Not. Four is Mia from The Evil Dead Remake. Three is Ginny from Friday the 13th Part 2. Two is Laurie Strode from Halloween. And one is Sydney Prescott. But I'd like to give out a special nod to...
Yeah, honorable mentions.
Yes, an honorable mention is Ripley, Sigourney Weaver from the Alien films. And I would put her on this list, but in my head, I don't see those as really like... Like, these I'm like more horror slashers.
Right.
And that's, you know, some people say it's horror. I think it's more sci-fi action with horror elements, but she is so badass in those. Like, the scene in Aliens where she, like, tapes the flamethrower together with the machine gun and the grenade launcher, and she's, like, shooting all the alien pods and destroying, yeah, like, the queen's umbilical sac and the robotic fight at the end. She's just badass.
She
kicked more ass than, like, the hardcore Marines in there. You know?
Yeah.
So that's like my special nod. Like,
that's your special nod.
Yeah. But I'm going to get into some lame final girls here just for fun. Some lame final girl nods. Tree, Jessica Roth from Happy Death Day. She sucks. All she does is die. She dies all the time. That's not a good final girl. Good final girls don't die all the time.
Agreed. Yeah.
So, no. Nancy Rooney Mara from the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
Okay.
She is miscast in a super shitty movie. She doesn't belong in that movie.
No.
Nobody belonged in that movie.
That was the worst. If you watched our podcast, we broke that DVD because that is the shittiest remake ever.
Yes.
Ugh.
You know what's funny about when we broke that DVD on the podcast? Like, the Blu-ray still exists because it was a DVD Blu-ray combo. So we still have it.
Damn it.
Yes. Anyways, she sucks. And also one last special nod, Wendy Shelley Duvall in The Shining sucks. All she does is just cry and scream and whine and back up and cry through the whole fucking film. I really wish Jack Nicholson would have killed her, and then he would have hung out in his hotel with all his ghost buddies, drinking his whiskey, you know, da, da, da,
yeah,
da.
That would have been better.
Yeah. So
agreed.
She's not a good final girl either. Anyways, agreed. enough for the bad final girl rants. How about you, wife? What are your favorite final girls? I'm curious to see.
Okay. Well, my number five is actually Laurie Strode.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Put her pretty low on your list, but she made the top five.
She's still top five.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, she's the OG.
She's
an OG final girl. But because like one and two, she made it, but she was like scared in closet screaming. Most of the, in both of those, like, just...
Yes, she was.
There was not a lot of ass-kicking final girl badassness.
No.
But she is still the OG.
She is.
And Halloween H2O, one of my favorites. Especially my favorite showdown.
Oh, yeah.
With Michael.
Her and Michael in H2O, that's a fun movie altogether.
Super fun. And such a great... Such a great battle scene between those two.
Mm-hmm.
Slightly disappointed with the newer ones because they should have kicked more ass. But if you would have listened to our other ones, I have a whole rant about that. But still OG, still kicks ass now that she's older and has like lived Michael Myers chasing her down basically her entire life. So number five, Laurie Strode.
Cool.
And Jamie Lee Curtis, I mean, come on.
Yeah. Great. Icon. I get it.
Super icon.
Yeah.
My number four is Mary Beth Dunstan of the Hatchet series.
Really?
Yes.
That's awesome. Which one is she?
What?
Yeah.
What? She's Danielle Harris.
Oh, okay.
She's the...
I got it. Yes. Okay. Yes. Danielle Harris.
Okay. Number one, the first Hatchet was not played by Danielle Harris.
No.
Okay, it was some unforgettable girl. No offense to that girl.
You mean forgettable.
Forgettable girl. Yes. But when Danielle Harris took over, and she just kicked so much ass. Like, he killed her parent. He killed her dad, her brother, and she was just straight revenge. Every single movie, she was going back to try to kill that motherfucker
You know,
every time.
That's a good choice.
And number three, I love the end of number three. She like shotguns his face so many times. Oh, and then he comes back and she's just like, oh, tired. And she's looking for his chainsaw and he comes back and she's trying to do his chainsaw and he grabs her and she basically fist fucks his face because she just punches her fist through his face and just keeps like just fist fucking his face.
See, this is why you're my wife. Face fist fucks. Yeah.
And then, you know, he like, oh, and he drops her and he falls back on his chainsaw and she's just getting hammered, showered with blood as he's getting cut in half. And she just goes for it. I fucking love her. And that is why she's on my list. That's because she just goes after it.
That's a good one. And we need to do a podcast on those movies sometime soon, too.
Yes, agreed. I love those ones.
Yeah, good choice.
So my number three is Grace.
Grace?
From Ready or Not.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
She's
badass, isn't she?
So great and badass. Like, she goes in, she's like an orphan. She marries this rich guy. She has a family. She's so excited. They're going to play hide and seek. What the fuck?
Yeah, right?
And I love her wit. I love her. She's like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Like, she's thinking, oh, just hide and seek. And then people are trying to murder. And she's like, what the fuck? And she has her like straps with her.
The bullet strap.
Bullet strap. And she's just fucking killing them off one by one. She punches that little kid in the face. And then in the end, and then her husband's like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. And then they all explode.
Yeah. The ending of that was so great.
Ending was that because they're like, oh, wait, we're alive. It didn't. And then.
There was no curse. But
and then all of a sudden, one by one, they just keep exploding.
I know.
I love the ending where she's in her dirty, ripped dress, her dirty chucks that she's probably had forever. Smoking a cigarette, sun's coming up, police are rushing in, and she's just like, fuck. I love her.
I would love to see a sequel to that. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but if they do, it should pick up right at that moment.
Right?
I think that'd be a lot of fun. Because I want to
know, like, okay, all of these rich people are dead, and she's the only one left.
Yeah.
Smoking.
I know. Like, that could go a bunch of different ways.
That can go so many ways.
like, at one hand, she is like, inherits everything, right?
Right.
Because that spirit kind of like gave her the nod.
He did.
Yeah. So she's protected by that spirit or whatever it is as well.
Right. So she has to marry someone and play hide and seek. I want to know those things.
I don't know.
Yeah. But number three, she's awesome.
Good choice.
She was so entertaining. It was great.
Yeah.
All right. My number two is Sydney Prescott.
Heck yeah. That's a good...
She brought back the Final Girl revival, I think. Just like Scream brought back the slasher. Like, you know, she was the revival Final Girl.
Yeah,
for sure. And, you know, when you're watching Scream and they're going through the rules, like, don't have sex, don't do this. She lost her V card the same night to the killer.
Yeah.
And she fucking shot his ass in the head.
Yep.
And she, like you said, I have her evolution of a final girl. Like,
oh, yeah.
She was the teen. She kicked ass. She survived the rules. She goes to college and like tries to start over.
Yep.
And then fucking murder. Everyone dies again. And she kills them every time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, she goes through her reclusive moment and her like mental health locked away. And then in four, she's like a survivor, and she, you know, she's like, I fucking did this. Out of the Darkness, I believe, is her book.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm really excited to see what they do for the new one.
Yeah.
But just her evolution.
It's really good. Yeah, through,
and she kicks ass every time. She's smart, you know, and she kills them all. I mean, between her and Gale, they kind of take them all out.
Don't forget about Dewey.
And you're right, Dewey.
My man, Dewey.
But, you know, Sydney, number two.
I mean, if I was ever going to be a cop, Dewey is my idol.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want to be a cop just like Dewey.
Eating ice cream with your little...
Yeah, I would have the Dewey.
Talking with the sheriff, eating ice cream.
Can we please, for Halloween, can I please be Dewey one year?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
You can be Gail or something.
I'll be Sydney.
All right. Not as fun, but...
me.
So I honestly expected you to put Neve Campbell as your number one, and now I'm really curious as to what your number one is.
Okay.
And it, like, if it wasn't her, I would have thought it would have been Laurie Strode, so...
surprise!
I'm at the edge of my seat here.
All right. My number one is Stretch.
Stretch?
Stretch.
Oh, from the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, part two.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. That's my favorite Chainsaw film.
I fucking love Stretch.
She's great.
She is amazing. She uses her feminine wiles to survive.
She
right?
does, yeah.
Bubba has a girlfriend.
In the most horrific environment, too.
Right. Yeah. Bubba has a girlfriend. Her name is Stretch. Like some guy in a face.
Bubba's got a girlfriend.
Right. Leather face. People stitched face coming at her with a chainsaw, mm-hmm. and she's just screaming, and then she realizes he's getting kind of turned on by this, and so she gets kind of fucked gently with a chainsaw, and she was like, I'm sorry, I didn't, okay, do you like, she's like, all right, instantly, she's like, okay, all right, this is how I'm going to survive, I fucking got this.
I'm going to survive.
Bubba's got a girlfriend.
With sex. I'm your girlfriend now.
With my lady parts. But not really. But, you know, how she survived.
Yeah, she's good. She Caroline Williams. And she's also in the Hatchet movies.
She is in the Hatchet movies. She's in three.
She's in three.
She's in three.
Yeah.
And then at the end, she fucking Queen of Chainsaw Mountain bitches.
Yeah.
She's got her own, you know, sunrise chainsaw dance. Twirling around with her chainsaw, screaming at the top of the fucking mountain.
Oh, yeah.
That is badass.
I love that. That is badass.
I fucking love that. And that's why she's my number one.
That's awesome. I love you so much for putting her at number one.
I love you so much.
She kicked ass. Like, yeah.
She did.
That ending sequence where she, like, Chop Top is, like, slashing at her back with the razor and she rips the chainsaw out. And like you said, she's on top of the fucking hill. Daytime. It's great.
Sun's coming up.
Yep.
Fucking chainsaw dance on the top of the mountain. That's why she's my number one.
Outfit is banging.
Oh, man, she has awesome legs.
Yep.
So she's my number one because she instantly she sees, oh, okay, that turned him on a little bit. I got this.
Yeah.
And then that's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Until she breaks up with him, which is
also and then she had a breakup moment
then
with
she
him.
Had it's not yeah. me. It's not me, it's you. Because you chainsaw people and you put my friend's face on my face. But, you know, like, we got to break up.
Yeah.
And then she just, yeah, I fucking love her.
Yeah.
She's my number one.
Great choice.
Thank you.
Cool.
And I do have a couple honorable mentions.
Yeah. What do you got?
So, Alice, Nightmare on Elm Street 4, Dream Warriors.
Yep. She's badass.
Also, I have to say, my husband gave great gifts and I got one. A signed Alice picture for my birthday with baby nunchucks.
Yep.
I fucking love mini nunchucks. She was badass.
Yeah.
The end when she's doing her little dress up scene.
The whole montage where
the
she's
whole montage
putting
and
everything
she's like,
on and
fucking
then she suddenly knows nunchuck karate. Yeah, yeah, that's perfect.
Because she like absorbs all the people that he killed.
Yep.
All their traits.
All their powers.
All their powers. I love that. And I have to say Sally from the original Texas Chainsaw.
Yeah, she was good too. She survived.
She survived. Yeah. I love.
She didn't kick much ass, but she survived. She's one of the best Final Girl screamers.
Oh yeah, and she's really the OG. I mean, a real OG. Technically,
that was before Halloween.
That was before Halloween.
She's the godfather.
She's the godfather of Final Girls.
Yeah.
And
Jamie Lee is the OG. She is the godfather.
One of my favorites in that whole series is just her booking it through a window.
Oh, yeah.
She don't even stop.
Yep.
She just
That's
fucking
the best.
Haul ass through a window to fucking get out
she
that
was,
house.
As soon as she got loose, she's like, I'm out.
Out.
Yeah.
And down she goes. And then just her maniacal laugh in the back of the truck covered in blood.
Yeah.
Like you said, she's not a fighter. But, like, she's the first.
Yeah. Well, you think about it. I mean, in those situations, you have fight or flight responses, right? So hers was just flight. Hardcore. Like, every chance she got, she ran as fast as she fucking could.
Right.
Yeah.
So those are my honorable mentions. I didn't have a lot of lame ones, although yeah. I will say, I don't, what is her name in I Know What You Did Last Summer, Jennifer Love Hewitt. I don't really like her in those. She's kind of whiny.
I'd have to watch him again because I don't like, I remember him, but I don't remember her performance.
It's kind of, it's not my favorite.
We'll have to watch those again. Maybe.
Oh, we will.
Maybe watch and rank and rate those.
Absolutely.
I think there's three. Yeah.
I think there is.
Yep.
But she was a little too whiny for me.
Yeah.
And I agreed with all of the lame ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, yeah. Well, that was fun. It was fun to.
That was fun.
Fun to like think about who my favorite final girl is, and it's fun to hear yours. I was actually surprised a lot by yours. I was surprised by your top one, and I was surprised by your number five. I thought I didn't think that one would be on your list at all. Stretch, you know, for sure. So that was
stretch
cool.
Is badass. Yeah.
What'd you think of mine? Did you expect mine?
I did expect some of yours.
Yeah.
I didn't expect Lori to be as high as she was on yours.
Yeah, you know, me either, but the more I thought about it, more I wanted to put her up there.
Yeah.
She just can't be number one.
No.
Yeah.
As much as I love Halloween and Lori Strode, she can't. She doesn't kick as much ass as the others, I think.
Yeah.
Especially totally in the beginning.
It. Yeah. Well, anyways, that was a lot of fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Wrap this bad bitch up.
All right.
Yeah, well, our Bloody Marys are pretty much dead, and so are we. Drink in moderation and enjoy life and death.
Cheers.
Catch you next time.
Bye-bye. The Bloody Mary Podcast.